Radio now.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Hope everybody had a great day. Get ready for Mother Nature to teach us that she's in control of the weather.
Yeah, exactly. We've been planning for weeks to go to go camping this weekend, and you know what? I'm still going. It's gonna be cold.
It's gonna be cold.
Still going.
It is Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ. I am at Steen on Sports. My partner in crime, Mr. Scotty, is in. He is at ScottBrower_13.
He is.
How are you?
I'm good. Good.
You can check us out on Facebook as well at 1700 The Champ, and the website is 1700thechamp.com. I will go through a little bit of what is going on over. We had women's. We had the women's games last night that were on, and I'll tell you the rest here in just a second. Wanted to take some time to introduce you to the different sponsors of our show, and we'll talk about them a lot more during the show. We have DMOS, Des Moines Orthopedic. They are going to be doing, I'm going to do a live interview tomorrow. I'm going to do it earlier in the afternoon so I could fit into a doctor's time frame, and then I will play it. I do believe I'm going to play it at 5 because I think that's my longest segment. So then that'll make him happy. Make me happy, too. Very excited about this. Want to thank Anna here from the station. It's her doing. Right. So kind of love that.
Yeah. Are you all right? You got kind of a tone to you. Are you overwhelmed? A lot going on there, bud.
There is a lot going on.
That's good.
We'll kind of talk about that, too. but glad to have them be part of the program. As always, we still have BetMGM, Laser Home Services, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Woodman Controls, and I'm going to let Scott read the first one, which is, I cannot lie, it's one of my favorites because I believe in everybody, but I really, really believe in this.
This is a good deal. This is the Build My Future program, if you will. It's at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. They've been doing it for multiple years, but it's expanded. It's April 13th coming up here. It's a hands-on skilled trade event. You get to meet and try job-specific skills in the industry, like commercial residential construction, manufacturing, restaurant, culinary, hospitality, IT, healthcare, energy, law enforcement. It's when this started out, I know it was kind of a Metro Kids thing, and they brought busloads now. They're
statewide.
75. Oh, yeah, statewide. 75 mile. I mean, there's almost going to be 4,500 to 5,000 kids out there. They go over here and they can sweat a joint with copper, or they can go over here and they can, I'm sorry, you're not real good with construction terms, but it's an actual construction term.
Sorry.
But
you made me giggle.
All sorts of different things that they get to hands-on, see what can happen, because not everybody, like we talk about,
not everybody's a four-year college person.
This is working the trades. You get your hands in it for a couple of years. You're making money. You learn a skill, and you know,
it's a lifelong skill, man. And the only place up for you, if you do your job, keep your nose clean, and grind, man, you can make a great living and retire early.
A lot of through the schools, a lot of the youth that go to this are fully aware of it. Any more questions? If you haven't heard somebody talk about it, go to iowaskilltrades.com. Contact information. You can register. It's interesting. You and I kind of have a Dowling background. Had children that went to Dowling, and they had not taken part in this. And current ownership of my company is very, very active in this. He's been one of the heads of this as an inception. He goes, I don't know what you did or what you said, but there's 40 kids coming from Dowling. Thanks.
I love it.
It's like I said, each year it's expanding. People are realizing the benefit of just opening eyes to opportunities. So that's the Build My Future event on April 13th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds.
And you can do, I mean, just because you learn a trade doesn't mean that you can't go into these job opportunities and impress people and become owners. And I mean, there's just a lot there. And so I went to the iowaskilledtrades.com and looked at all these. So the Iowa map is white and the dots are schools that are coming in.
Yes.
And you pretty much can't see white
right
on the map of Iowa.
Absolutely.
So that's pretty cool. So really happy about that. And I'm excited about that. Picked up a couple of more sponsors today. I have to wait until we finish some paperwork, but so we have a couple more. And growing. I have more and more people that are contacting me. I didn't contact them, so it's exciting.
That's like when I called in last week to hear one of my manager buddies from Jethro's. He said, "Did you just pitch a betting app on the radio?" I said, "Hey, you should listen more." So it's working. We're getting there.
I love it. I talked to a few people today, and like, what are you going to surprise Scott with today? And I'm like, man, I'm going to start the show.
Wait a minute. You got enjoying making me uncomfortable. That's great.
So I'm just going to start the show with something I really wanted your opinion on, and then we'll move on. Because we have there's so much to talk about.
Yes.
It's not even funny.
You have pages.
So in the last, let's say in the last 4 weeks, you've had two incidents that have involved physical confrontations and maybe a slap. And the very interesting thing, I had someone this morning send me a text. It happens to be Jim, who is my service manager up at North Ankeny Medical Mall. Yeah. And he's like, "What's your thoughts on this?" And I said, "Well, I told him my thoughts." And then I told him about, I was going to ask you. And I said, "Here's the really interesting thing. So go back 3-4 weeks ago, in a heated game, Wisconsin beat Michigan, and they're walking down through, and Juwan Howard, for whatever reason, didn't like what happened the last minute of a game and was just going to walk by. And the Wisconsin coach kind of grabbed him and not grabbed him, but stopped him. And as people say, put hands on him. Not my definition of putting hands. And then it kind of got heated and kind of pushed and shoved. And an assistant coach came up and he smacked him. He went over and smacked him.
Who was that? I'm sorry.
I cannot remember the name. Juwan Howard smacked the other
assistant coach
for Wisconsin.
Was it Gary Gard or whatever?
And you would have thought that Juwan Howard should go to jail.
Right.
I mean, there was a lot. And I don't know about you. I didn't watch the Oscars. But
you know what?
Nana and Jen did.
Let's start there. Not a lot of people have been watching the Oscars because it's a platform for people to preach about things that they don't really
have the right
to preach about.
Right. They think that they can just go on stage because they're actors and people are going to go, "Well, you know, that guy played a really smart guy."
Right.
If Matt Damon went, I mean, he survived on Mars.
Well, how about
He's
them? How about
really
them
smart.
Apples? Yeah, exactly.
Chris Rock said a G.I. Jane joke to Jada Pinkett Smith that she has a bald head.
She has alopecia.
Right. For 95% of the people, she's had a shaved head like that for the last 5 years. Didn't think much of it. Something happened. Will Smith goes up and smacks Chris Rock.
You've seen the actual footage, right?
Yeah.
When he says it, and Will Smith laughs. Big laugh.
And then something happened.
And then it goes into the whole depth of she cheated on him. He should have known better if he loved me. I think Will Smith laughed, and he looked over and got the look from her, and he's like, "This is going to be a long night."
Long night.
But then again, I should have brought a roll of foil with me so I could put my foil helmet on because I'm going to conspiracy theorist here. But look at the footage. He walks up. Dude, you've been smacked.
Mm.
Do you just go, "Hey," or do you, I mean, Chris Rock's reaction to it, it looked like the first instant I first saw it, I went, "That's a stage slap." The way he approached it, the way he swung it, as in meaning Will Smith, but the way this it was taken, but then the creepy weird part is you got Will Smith saying profanity, don't have my wife's name in your mouth, and then it got really uncomfortable.
Really. And thank goodness that we have countries in the world that understand that you can have people watch a show and have language and still be okay. So you got to see some of the language.
Right.
This is what I said to my service manager this morning. I said, here's a really funny thing. The uproar was this. You have a black coach smack a white coach, and you have two black individuals, one slapping another black individual, and hardly anything was said. The Academy Awards didn't even know what to say. Well, next year we're not going to let him have an Academy Award. Do you really think Will Smith's going to have another Academy Award in his life? He played he's never even been close. But him being Richard Williams, Venus, and I mean, he did a really good job. I mean, it was amazing. It was an amazing job. He deserved it.
Right. It's, I mean, just to go down that road. I haven't even seen that movie, nor I haven't had a want to see that movie. But I mean, if he should have, it should have been the movie. I think it's called Pursuit of Happiness.
That was a great role. He was really good.
But to get back to what this is, number one, okay, you brought this up, and here's my deal about this. No one was talking about the Academy Awards.
No,
because they're sick and tired of hearing about it. You play a character on there doesn't mean that you get to lead us. You know, I mean, it's your views are your views, but you're an actor,
right?
You know, and it I don't know. I think this happened. It really feels weird and gray about how it went down. It's about the clicks now. Twitter exploded. You know, when we talk about clicks on Twitter, when we talk about Instagram, when we talk about anything in social media, it was the first thing on when you clicked on MSN.com or whatever. It's everywhere. Now, if you look at what's trending, the Oscars are trending. Not because they were entertaining.
No.
It was because, I don't know, it just feels icky. It doesn't feel...
I agree with you.
I mean...
And I just... My thought process on this, and one of the things the other thing that I said today was there's people there. I was around people over the past couple of weekends watching the NCAA tournament that will not like Michigan and would not root for Michigan because they think their coach should have been in jail because he reached over somebody and smacked them on top of the head. Whatever.
Good Lord.
The thing that I said to my buddy today was that hand slap that he did from the Michigan coach to the Wisconsin coach was less than what Wisconsin did playing defense against Iowa State in that game.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it was crazy, and you know, I was being funny today, but those were the two biggest stories in the past 4 weeks.
Right.
Was a walk in a line to shake hands, and the Oscars. I mean, I agree with you, and here's the reason that I agree with you even more on the slap. Was Will Smith's a big dude? I mean, 6'3", 6'4". He slapped somebody like that. Chris Rock's nothing. Chris Rock should have fallen on the ground if it had been a slap.
Right.
If I walked up and slapped Chris Rock, he'd be on the ground.
Right.
And well, I'm not as big as Will Smith.
No. It was so orchestrated. It was so choreographed looking. I mean, like I said, that was my first, when I first saw it, I'm like, wait a minute, slow it down. He doesn't even hit him. You know, I mean, it's I don't know. It looked very WWE, if you ask me.
I agreed.
But again, we are here
talking about
a sports radio show.
I didn't even talk about it yesterday, right. So I could wait to talk to you about it today.
We're on a quote unquote a sports radio, and we gave Will Smith 10 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, and good job, Oscars. Good job.
It's very, very interesting that is some of the things that are happening now. To get back to sports, so last night. South Carolina, Louisville, Stanford, and UConn filled out the women's Final Four.
Yeah.
Four really, really good teams. I thought I would, you know, at some point today, talk a little bit about Iowa and Iowa State women. That when you watch these games, I watched the UConn game last night with Jen and Nana. Love you, Nana. Hello, hi. DJ.
Hi, Nana.
And as they were playing, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, yes, I have Caitlin Clark and I have Shizano and I have Ashley Jones and then I have Emily Ryan and Lexi Dernowski. When you watch these teams, especially Connecticut, and even with Paige Becker's still hurting a little bit, everybody on their team can shoot. Everybody on their team can dribble. Everybody on their team can move and everything, and they can switch on everything. On offense and defense, for Iowa and Iowa State to take that next step, they have to get more athletic.
Right.
And their bigs have to get more athletic. You can't just have a big. You have to have an athletic big.
UConn lost a big last night.
Yeah, and that was ugly.
That's not right. When the wrist is poking, when the wrist is not supposed to be poking, that's not right. But that was just an outstanding game.
It was. And Paige Becker's, even though you know she's not all right still, when it counted, she hit 6 buckets in a row.
Just so smooth.
Yeah, but she is. And
Bridge and I watched it in the garage bar last night and just were in awe. I mean, we were actually rooting for North Carolina State.
Oh.
You know, because UConn's been there.
I was too.
But they just UConn is good.
They are, and they're just deeper. And
so we got a 1, a 1, a 2, and a 1 for the final four in the women.
And we'll talk a little bit about the men's too. I want to get Scott's take on that whole NCAA tournament leading up to what we're at now. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Scott and I'll be back right after this break.
It's Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Hope everybody had a good day. Drive safe. Be looking out for the wind. It's out there.
Yeah,
it's getting windy again. It's crazy.
It's good.
You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower _13, and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ, and the website is 1700thechamp.com. All of our podcasts are up. I didn't do last night because I do two at a time, so I'll do those tonight.
Cool.
Let's see. Where else do... who am I going to pick this time? Let's us do... We'll combo this one out. We're going to combo on Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines, one... really nice location in Ames. What was the address again?
It's still Benson Motors on there at Southeast 16th and Duff.
So there you
pretty,
go.
Pretty prime
Ames,
spot.
Our Ames crowd. You now have a Northwest Bank.
They got them all over.
They do. They have all across the state. 3 in Omaha, all over. When you think of Northwest Bank, you have to think of their tagline, which I like: commitment you can bank on. And that is what you are looking for. You're looking for something that you can walk in and know that someone is going to take care of you. And it's always nice when it happens to somebody that you know and you have firsthand experience at this.
Yep. My Grandma Jan, she hates when I call her Grandma Jan, but my stepmom, my mom.
I love Grandma Jan.
That's
a cool name.
She had her stuff, like I said, over in the western part of the state, and she needs a face and a name to feel comfortable about her banking. Have made an appointment. She met two young ladies at the bank. She texted me afterwards and said, I have a personal banker. This is so cool. So I texted my contact and said, thank you for what you do. He said, Scott, that's what we do.
That's what they do. That's what they do. That's what they are expected to do. They'll take care of your personal business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, and insurance. Right now, you can check out their special. You can use equity in your home to remodel, plan a vacation, pay off debt, and more. It's your cash for any reason. Apply online today. If you're a youngin' and you're looking to purchase a house that you can pre-qualify. You're going to know what you qualify for. Then you can just start going out and looking for houses.
Yep.
Yep. That's what you're going to do. Member FDIC, Northwest Bank, as always, thank you for being a proud sponsor of Steen on Sports.
Great bank. Yep.
Yes. Okay.
Where are you going now?
Well, I'm gonna yell out some betting numbers. betting numbers came out today for February.
Oh, I thought you meant like 1-800.
No. That's I'm gonna tattoo that on your arm. 1-800.
I'm fine.
I'm teasing.
Fine.
Betting for February of 2022.
Yes.
New York led the way again, $1.53 billion. New Jersey, $985 million. Pennsylvania, $597 million. Michigan, $424 million. Indiana, $409 million. Tennessee, $313 million. Iowa, $216 million.
Wow.
Connecticut, $115 million. And New Hampshire, $71 million. So, I mean, if you look at some of these, I mean, like for Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania's had to turn themselves over, right? They had an economy that worked a while ago and then had to regroup and do that. I thought that's a really big, $597 million is a really big number for Pennsylvania. But you have the Steelers, you have Penn State, you have Pitt. I mean, there's a lot right. of sports activities there. So I get that.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So
76ers,
I mean,
yeah.
So a lot. And I thought that was pretty cool. Just the fact that New York can just hit the ground running and it's just boom, it's $1 billion.
Yeah,
which is amazing. It shows how much that has changed the game. And I'm going to be somewhat critical of. I still think that CBS. Which is the main cog, right? CBS is the main cog, and then they push out to TBS and True TV and
right. They're affiliates.
Yeah, and they kind of they push their way out that way, right? I still for where we are at in our sports and our society. I don't think they're doing enough on their television broadcast to enhance enough people not to go somewhere else. And here's the part that I dislike about, unless you want to travel, what's the name of the casino that's up in your neck of the woods where you, that-a-way?
That-a-way. You're pointing north.
I am.
Are you talking the one over on Highway 30 in
mm-hmm.
Jefferson?
Mm-hmm.
Wild Rose?
Wild Rose.
Okay.
It would be more fun if you went to Wild Rose. I've knocked around Prairie Meadows quite a bit because I don't think that they realize if they put a bigger area to watch sporting events in
oh,
their sports.
Okay. Man, I was running around this circle trying to figure out where you're going to go.
No,
with this.
I mean,
you're talking. You want a venue to sit down and watch the games when you also
have
like
the
a
ability.
Vegas, like a Vegas. Sporting book where you've got all these TVs going that you can go and see it. It's funny you would say that because my wife was just asking myself and my nephew about that of, have you guys been out in this? We toured it before because they had it built before legislation was passed, but
right.
they wanted to make sure they didn't
right,
miss
because we
minute.
Were out there the Breakfast
right,
Club.
For
yeah.
Breakfast Club. So the thing being is she's like, well, how big of an area do they have? I said, they really don't.
No, it's not.
It's that you go out and the fact that you just go up to the window and place your bet.
It's even worse. We don't even need that. So
right.
I don't even know why you'd have, I mean, I guess you have to have a space to do that, but you don't have to.
The idea was originally that you had to initially activate your betting app at the place where, whether it was the Wild Rose based, whether it was BetMGM or I always want to say Benny Hill, but it's not Benny Hill, William Hill. Out there, that if you wanted the app, you had to go to the physical place to activate it.
Right.
Now that it's you don't have to go to a brick and mortar, that you can just download an app, bet some money, or excuse me, download an app, deposit some money. Okay, it sounds like we've done that before. But anyway, it's taken away from that. And it's funny that you would bring it up, just had the conversation with my wife. Wouldn't it be cool to go out to Prairie Meadows to a wall of TVs? Because I'm telling you, if we're out there having a few cervezas, you know, your wife, my wife, some of the Shocker gang or whatever, that as the game goes on, I'm getting up at halftime and going, nah, I'm going to, I think they're going to hit the over this.
I would be much more,
we would
much more willing to bet more if I had people around me that were doing, if I was hanging out with Zach and you and everybody, right, we would be having a blast. So
because I'm telling you, if you went up and you bet the under on whatever, and I'm going to go, no, I'm going, because I'm going to bet against you.
Right.
Just so I can dance.
Right.
And, I mean, not very well, but I mean, I can dance.
That is so, in at my work, I face out a window because I've been there a little longer, but I have a guy that sits at the back of me. His name is Matt. And he enjoys sports betting like even more than what we do and has a bunch of friends. And that's what he's saying. I want to.
Let me guess. He's in his 30s.
I don't even know if he's in his 30s.
He's late 20s. He's like Zach.
Zach.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're looking for a place because I don't want to go to Prairie Meadows because I don't like going to Prairie Meadows because of the smoke.
Right. Here's the deal, and this is what you and I are gonna throw out, a really expensive idea.
Yes.
And we're gonna get nothing for it. But anyway, you've seen the Palms.
Yes.
They were running four games at one time. They on the one big screen, they've got big chairs, they bring food to you, all these different things. They just need the booking window.
Right.
Put that venue at, I mean, I haven't seen anything in the state, if Osceola, if Wild Rose or the Isle or any of these guys. I have created the space where you can sit, watch the game like you do in Vegas. You've got the book that you go up, you can up and go. Yeah, you can do it on your phone when you're sitting there watching these games and all these different things, but it's not the true original going to Vegas and going to the sports book.
But here's the thing. If you could do that, and so we're trying, this is Matt's idea. You have a venue. You purchase a venue. You have TVs. You have to get your liquor license because they go together. To have some type of foods, absolutely. Yeah. I totally get it. But not having to have a booking window because you can do sports betting, but have the TVs and have everything going on. And you can buy a scrolling thing that can put all the odds and stuff scrolling all the time. You can do that. Yeah. I don't think it's illegal.
No, I'm pretty sure there's a place. I think Spectators actually has a scroll going underneath their TVs.
I do, yeah. But it's just, it's not a place that you want to, you know, I don't want kids there. It's adults. I don't want people to complain about the food because that's not why we're there to drink and to bet on games and watch games.
So here's what you're describing is pretty much a sports bar.
Right. You want to go to a sports bar, but not, but watching sports isn't the number one. It's number, it's 1B.
Here's what we're asking the Des Moines Metro bar owners, if you will. Give us a little more wagering motif, if you will.
Right.
Whether it's adding the scroll, whether it's what the lines are, the upcoming, the this, and this. You know, so that you can go and look at, oh, man, that game's going on because I saw it on the scroll, and it's the money line is this, the over-under is this, whatever. But, yeah, you want more of a Vegas book feel to it. But, you know, it's going to be great during the NFL. It's going to be great during the NCAA. The NCAA basketball tournament.
Bowl season.
Right, exactly.
So you have to find a niche in some of these other things.
Right.
My oldest Zach would say F1 racing on Sunday mornings early.
Actually watched a little bit.
I watched a ton of it. And that I agree with that. That's and here's the other thing that you have to have. So if you're somebody that you have to have Wi-Fi. You have to have enough Wi-Fi.
You have to have good Wi-Fi.
Right. That we aren't sitting there struggling to do whatever.
Right.
But it's that big. I mean, it's
because 5G hasn't changed my life, bud. I mean, if anything, it's slowed the world down. But.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But it's so big.
Right.
And this time of year, it is incredible. And My thing was, and why I agreed with Matt so much, is even when I'm trying to go through all this and I'm trying to bet, and I'm betting like when it first started, I'm betting 4 to 8 games every cycle. So the 1 o'clock game and the 5 o'clock, I mean, I'm betting as much as I can.
But explain yourself that it's not a problematic thing. Because like with the BetMGM app, not to get into the commercial, I mean, they are like, hey, buddy, where you been? Here's $25.
Yeah.
It's on us, you know? Go ahead.
I had more. Every time I lost, they sent me 2. And every time I won, they just clapped, very soft clap.
Yeah.
Hey, you won. Good job. Yeah. It's not, I didn't make a ton of money off of it. It's just fun. It's a different way to watch a basketball. I lost, take 6 games. 4 of those games, I lost by 1.5 on an over or an under because teams either didn't want to score because they were up big or they just kept going at it with each other. Right. And I also won a couple that, I mean, the last one that I won, I had, because I doubled down on it, so I had like $100.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, $100 to $100. And I'm at the half. So I can't have anybody score. And they get 4 offensive rebounds and doink 4 times to get me that $100.
Right.
Or I should have lost. I mean, I should have lost that game. So that's why I don't get angry when I flip that around and go, hey, I lost that game because of this, because I won a couple too. But it changes it. But no, I don't like going out to Prairie Meadows. They're just, it's not good enough yet about getting smoke out. And not that I'm saying anything about smoke. I don't want to walk out of a place and smell like smoke. When we were in Vegas for the Iowa State game, we were at so many casinos and 0.
Right.
I couldn't tell if there were people smoking in there.
Right.
I don't even know if you can smoke. Maybe that's why maybe they can't smoke in there anymore. I have no idea.
I would have sworn in Vegas there a second. But I mean, same thing. You go over to Harrah's over in Council Bluffs and it's like going to a bowling alley in 1974. It is thick.
It is. And not that we're betting degenerate. It's just, it's fun. Then I don't care as much. I have a hard time when I'm rooting for my team and my team loses. I am not in a good mood. I'm not in a bad mood if I lose a bet.
No.
I'm perfectly fine with it. I don't like when I didn't like to see Iowa State once again not score for 10 minutes. That hurt.
Right.
Even though I won money, because I lost money too. I bet against Iowa State on both. I either picked the over under or I picked their point spread and I bet against them to hope they win.
Right.
And it worked a couple times.
I know. It made you feel better.
It did. It made me feel better.
There you go.
But it is, and it has nothing to do with BetMGM doing that. It's just, I don't even know what Matt uses for his betting app, but
dude, there's
so many,
a lot of them out there.
Yeah. And that's the exciting thing. So that's kind of our little talk on that.
Well, thankfully MLB is coming up and I can start betting on over under the baseball.
So
because
lose.
No, that's where I made my money last year.
You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. We got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. We'll see where we land. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Scott and I will be back right after this.
Jacqueline Bouvier was a newspaper photographer who met a congressman from Massachusetts. His name, John F. Kennedy. When he was elected president, she became the First Lady and a champion of the arts and culture in America. When President Kennedy was assassinated, the world grieved with his young widow and her 2 children. Later in life, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis had a successful career in book publishing. We salute Jackie Kennedy.
On 101.3 and 1700, The Champ. With Steen on Sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, at 1700 The Champ. The at Scott Brower _13 means that he's sitting across from me today.
Yes, I am. Hi, Steen.
How are you?
I am delightful.
Awesome. You can also check us out on Facebook at 1700 The Champ and the website 1700thechamp.com. You can click on the Live microphone in the upper right-hand corner and listen to the show live. You can check where our podcasts are, or you can go to anywhere that you get your podcasts. Type in Steen on Sports and they pop up. Where else?
Hopefully my friends that are down in Orlando at a buying show are using the app to hear our lovely Iowa voices right now.
Why are you not down at a buying show in Orlando?
Because I went a month ago, and this is the other side of our company, and so other folk went.
Other people. Got you. Little shout out to my wife, Jen, as she is going up to take care of the youngest who doesn't feel good. Even when you're a junior in college, if you don't feel good, you don't call your dad, you call your mom.
Oh, she's going up to Ames.
She's going up to Ames. She's
heading up to Ames. She'll drive by the new Northwest
Bank. Absolutely. So this segment is going to be brought to you by Palmer Group. Scott, I'm going to give you some quick facts about Palmer Group. Palmer Group was founded in 1998 by none other than Mr. Austin Palmer, a really good friend of mine.
Weird.
Yeah. We had kids the same age, great family. Austin is now retired, but he is still really involved with Palmer Group, but has turned over the reins to David Leto, who, by the way, might have coached his son in basketball as well. and it was so funny. So today, I'm gonna do some interviews with them too. So Lauren, who was kind of the lead on this with Palmer Group and Steen on Sports, said, "Well, I have my first person. It's Mike Bringle. So you know, I can tell you a little bit about Mike. Hate to say this, but I coached Mike Bringle's kid in basketball. I know Mike really well. So Mike's gonna come on. We're gonna figure out a time so he can jump on." But this is Palmer Group in a nutshell.
Okay.
Austin's goal when he was doing this, he wanted to change the way Iowa employment landscape was working by serving both the candidates that were coming in looking for jobs, but also representing the clients out there to make an easier path to get them there. One of the first times that everybody was kind of taking a people-centered approach to try to get them jobs. Palmer Group became employee owned in 2016. This unique opportunity allows employees to own company shares and stock. Employee owners take ownership of the work because they have a large part in the company's success. Company purpose is making lives better. Company vision, which I love this part, to make lives better for our clients, candidates, consultants, employee owners, and the communities in which we serve by being the premium talent solutions provider in our region. They have employee services, HR, hiring managers. We can help you find candidates better, faster. Recruiting and screening employees is often the most expensive and time-consuming process that one can be especially difficult. So they kind of take that out of the hands of you trying to do that and going out and finding you. They offer personalized job search assistance, resume review, interview, and negotiating training, as well as increased exposure to employers and honest professional feedback. Right now, on a daily basis, they have over 300-plus open jobs. And my middle son, Andrew, spends the majority of his day trying to fill those 350 jobs and vastly loves his job. Absolutely. So, great company. Great leadership, and they've had great leadership from the beginning, and they've continued that on. So can't wait to start talking with, and it's so funny because I'm like, yeah, I want to talk to you about Palmer Group, and I want to talk about getting people, and I want to talk about the Hawkeyes, and I want to talk about the site. That's what, you know, coming back at us is, well, this is what I want to talk about. So
that's great.
And that's what we want.
That's why we bring people. We're lucky to have people come on board. Because everybody's got a passion, everybody's got a team.
Yes. So it's really great to be working with Palmer Group. That was a huge, huge deal for us. So very excited about that. And like I said, we have a couple more getting ready to come on, and we're going to spend a lot of our airtime just talking about sponsors, which is really fun.
We're planning and figuring out which ones are going to be actual just preempted commercials, if you will. So
one of my... one of my favorite things, if I'm, and you kind of fit into this grouping as well, if we're not watching sports or we're not watching movies that we love, what's the other thing that we love to do?
Cook.
And?
Drink.
And? Listen to music.
Oh, listen to music. Sorry. Well,
we do all the rest of those, too.
The music's always in the background of doing
everything
else.
Everything that
we do. That's why it's happy hour sports. We're very happy.
Taylor Hawkins passing away with the Foo Fighters drummer. That's so sad.
It's very sad.
That one hurt. I mean, that is a group that, as individuals, they're eclectic, but bringing them together even made them more eclectic. I mean, they had, to me, they had that Beatles feel, because when you look at the Beatles and you know, Paul McCartney, very talented. John Lennon, very talented. Ringo Starr, okay. George Harrison, I love Ringo Starr, by the way. George Harrison, very talented.
Why does my chair say Ringo Starr, by the way? I don't understand that. So,
and they melted together and made something that people hadn't seen. And you don't have a ton of groups out there that does that. Just Dave Grohl in his own, to be in Nirvana and have that kind of pop and then go to Foo Fighters and have the same thing over again. But, oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, you're not playing drums for them. You're playing lead guitar and singing. But this hurts.
It does. And I hadn't done as much, I guess, background research on him. But, I mean, a few years back, he was in a 6-7 day coma because of a drug overdose. Yeah. I mean, he was living the rock and roll image.
Did. And he was trying to, I think he was trying to work his way back, right. But you know,
but I'm not saying that was the cause.
There
was speculation.
Yeah. And that's, you know, we kind of, as fans, this is the part of the fanatical stuff with fans. And it happens in sports. It happens in politics. It happens in music. You think, well, why do they have to do that? They're performing 120 days out of the year. They're traveling. You think about, I know I've listened to Bono and all those guys say, you do a 3.5 hour or Mick Jagger, even as old as the Rolling Stones, you do a 3.5 hour concert. That's like running a marathon. Because you're moving and it's hot I mean, you're just, and you're done. And it's not like football. You don't have 7 days and then you get to do it again. You're 2 days away from, or 1 day away from doing it again. It's not an easy lifestyle and it takes a lot of people.
Right.
I mean, it takes a lot of people away from us way too early, but that one really hurt. We knew we were going to have you and I have talked a lot about the transfer portal. We knew you were going to have some people that were going to be in the transfer portal. Isaiah Brockington and George Condon are just saying, listen, I'm done with college basketball. I'm going to try to play professional basketball. If I do or I don't, I'm not coming back.
Right.
Trey Jackson, you kind of figured Trey Jackson was going to get into the transfer portal, even though he got to play once they got into the NCAA tournament. He played a few minutes. He wasn't getting playing time after getting a lot more playing time. But Tyrese Hunter became a really good freshman player that you didn't expect all that.
Didn't the talk with Jackson at meeting back up with Prohm at Murray State?
That could be. And I could see that because they're the ones that had that connection. A lot of these others didn't.
Right.
I think that with everything going on, Iowa State's going to be pretty prevalent in the transfer portal just for at least for another year, because their next two recruiting classes are really good, but they still have holes in the recruiting class because you can't always find a shooting big or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
I think the University of Iowa is going to have to do that as well. I don't see anybody hitting the transfer portal at Iowa. It's still iffy if Connor McCaffrey comes back. So there's a spot. I don't know what all they're going to do.
I had not heard that. I heard there was a McCaffrey brother podcast and they both pretty much said they're coming back.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that maybe they can't talk Connor McCaffrey out of not coming back.
Really?
No, I'm sorry. That wasn't very nice, Connor. I'm sorry.
And Brian Ferentz isn't going to be on the coaching staff of Iowa either. Yeah. Same type of deal, bud.
Exactly. There are some big names out there that are, you know, going in. Matty Frederick from Iowa State, backup center, is in the transfer portal. I haven't seen anybody from Iowa, Drake, or UNI as of yet. I think that's going to as soon as the tournament gets over, after that Monday, I think the transfer portal.
Well, you can
will
put your name out there. It doesn't mean you're going anywhere.
No, it doesn't. And but it's interesting to see what's going to happen. Man, see how fast these things.
Did you lean
go.
On a button?
This
wow.
is what happened yesterday. I couldn't even. It's still fun though. So,
right. So
that's our first
one.
Our first hour is done. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing you sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Scott and I'll be back right after the top of the hour break.